Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Old Mood Podcast, episode 85. Yes, it was 84 last week.
So let's go. This week.
I'm on a roll. I mean, honest, I'm remembering.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting there. 85.
I think it's 3 weeks in a row you got it.
Dude, let's I'm go. Cooking. I am cooking. Okay, all right. So I'm your normal host, Blue Squad. I'm joined by my normal co-host. We'll start with Jay.
Hi, my name is Jake in VT, VP for the T. I do a lot of end game content such as Olens, Party Boss Splits, or Zekka. I recently hosted a voice acting competition event last week, and I posted that edited VOD on my YouTube recently, so if you'd like to check it out. I'm also planning for more fun community events like this in the near future, so stay tuned, and you can find me live over at twitch.tv/JakeinVT, VP for the T.
Mm-hmm. And my boy Blonde. That was very good.
Hello, I'm Blondbear. You can catch me at twitch.tv/Blondbear if and when I do go live. And just chilling, doing the post Crown Prince, and just chilling out.
And he likes to party.
Loves to party. Ironically enough, I know it doesn't sound like Blonde likes to party, but that dude actually loves to party. Blonde is a freak. Okay, and I love it. I'm actually here for it. Whenever I go to like a video event and Blonde is there, I'm like, oh shit's about to get real, bro, because this guy knows how to throw down. Literally and figuratively. Anyway, okay, so we have a special guest as always this week. And this one's a special guest. We have More Moshi here, who's extremely well known in the BDO community, super successful streamer, but extremely well known for her art. I've personally hired her for art jobs in the past as well. She's done a fantastic job. She's drawn me the best scholar art I've ever had in my life. Or I've ever seen in my life, but Moshi, you want to give yourself an intro and your a little bit of your background at BDO and whatnot, what your stream's about and stuff?
Yeah, sure. My name is Mar Moshi. Thank you for the wonderful introduction. I started streaming BDO like 2 years ago. I never imagined it would ever become what it is now, but I am very grateful for how kind and sweet the community is, how welcoming people have been. I do draw a lot of things relating to BDO as well as other things. Because of the community, there's been a lot of people who've reached out for commissions and stuff. So I've drawn stuff for people the past few years, which has been a wonderful experience. I play in BDO. I currently am maining Dosa and Awakening Wish after buffs. I'm not loyal. I'm so sorry, but she is extremely strong right now. the most recent art I've drawn, which I did post, was the new outfit, actually, to promote that one a little bit. If you guys have seen the new Frosh outfit, I drew that.
If you want to put it in the chat, I'll put it up on screen.
Sure. As for everything else, I was strictly streaming BDO for like a year and a half, and then I started streaming other games as well. So I felt comfortable to like branch out a little bit, but my home will always be Black Desert. It's not something I can escape, I don't think.
Bro, that's a mood right there. True. Can't tell you how many times I've had Moshi and I end up going to play like the same game, whether it's Wuthering Waves, Throne, Path of Exile. I've rated Moshi doing a Monster Hunter 2, yeah. Like, I've rated Moshi doing, I love to see BDO streamers branching out and playing other games. So usually those are the people that I like to raid the most, is when I see people, like, trying a different game or trying to be in a different genre, because I know how hard it is to try to start a new, a new game and try to get some visibility there. So it takes some bravery, man, because, you know, your viewership's going to go down. So I always appreciated that about you. You've just never been scared. Never been scared. So what's it like being a VTuber, first of all, in the BDO category? Do you think that, okay, a lot of people think that VTubers have an innate advantage over non-VTubers when it comes to categories?
I disagree.
Give your opinion on this. I'm curious. Also, we'll talk about that next. Right, go ahead.
Okay. No, I mean, my experience, like I said, the overall community has been pretty kind, but I think there's, and I think, I mean, based on the interactions I've had with people who visit my stream for the first time, it's always I don't really watch VTubers, but you're okay, is what I get a lot of the time. And I'm like,
very true.
That's awesome. I'm glad. it's weird. I understand why people people have that opinion of VTubing now because it's changed. The aura behind VTubing has changed quite a bit. But for me specifically, VTubing wasn't like, being a VTuber wasn't a part of like, oh, this is the community I want to join. Being a VTuber was like a result of, hey, as an artist, I suddenly get to see other artists I've been following for a long time, like a decade even, be able to take their art and have somebody else bring it to life. And that entire process is insane to me. Like, instead of, artists has always been, in my opinion, more on the like background for like importance in terms of general things, but now they've, because of VTubing, they've become more important and more seen. And this has been a big boom because of VTubing in general for people to want to buy art, be more interested in other artists, which has been just like a wonderful experience, just to like see the artists I've grown up with be able to flourish and like respectively.
Yeah, you know what I like about you, Moshi, is that a lot of people think that VTubing comes down to have some big old titty VTube model, you know what I mean, like some absolutely ridiculously lewd VTube model. Yeah, I know Jake constantly goes live with these like double H titties, you know, but like straight up though, your VTube model approach is very different. And I think that it means that you understand VTubing a little bit more strongly than some of the other VTubers that maybe you stream around. Mainly VTubing, my understanding is, at least my grasp, is someone that doesn't VTube and someone has, I've always been, I think they call us flesh tubers, people with like normal webcams. Like, as a flesh tuber with quotation marks, I look at VTubing and I say, okay, well, it takes like the objectiveness out of female streaming. So like people aren't necessarily watching you because of the way you look necessarily. They're watching you because of how entertaining you are. And I think your model and your personality demonstrates this because of how successful you are in the category. You get to show everybody, yeah, no, that's not what VTubing is about at all. Now, this next question, and this is where I'm sure Jakey's going to roll his eyes because this was not part of the script, but I do want your opinion because I know you stated it on stream the other day. The Cinder drama in the VTubing space has been the largest VTubing drama, I think, in the history of VTubing. So for those of you that don't know, Cinder was caught basically manipulating all of her best friends and then stealing ideas and outfits from other content creators and then making them basically devaluing their art and like actual content on their end and things like this. Just basically being overall a manipulative shrew is the way that I'm going to put it. So Moshi, you said the VTubing space has changed a lot recently. Do you think that this has changed the VTubing space? What's your take on the Cinder drama?
No, sadly, the only reason the Cinder drama blew up as it is because she is the top of her. She's at the top of the world, like in terms of like what a VTuber or any like honestly a streamer wants to aspire to be in terms of success. But what she did, sadly, is common.
It's constantly happening.
It's just like people who are just spectating, and everyone's just spectators. People who are just spectating never expected the people to be at the top to ever fall to something that petty, because they don't need to, because they're successful and they don't have to worry about the things. They don't have to like crawl and stomp on each other. Like they genuinely, like the people at the top, the reason why friendships only happen or tend to happen around people who have the same viewer count is because they, to avoid stuff like this, you don't, if they are your size, you don't have to stomp on them or crawl on them. So you just put a level of trust on them. But apparently, it's not a surprise that it happened. It's just sad that it happened.
Dude, that's a base take.
Some people can't see past whatever they're tracing.
Yeah.
And it's always going to catch up with you. So just don't be like that.
I completely agree. I think that was the most base take I've actually heard on that VTubing drama in general. Pretty much every other VTuber that I've heard or spoken with about the drama is like, oh, I think she's a terrible person. She needs to be canceled. Deplatform, that's ridiculous. I'm never supporting Cinder again. And I'm like, dude, brutal truth. Tough pill to swallow. All streamers in and out of the VTube space, at least that I see and interact with, do this, like behave this way. Most of them, behave this way. Now, granted, there are some that are genuine people, like genuine homies. And we actually have a fair amount of those. We're lucky. We have a fair amount of those in the BDO category where it's not cutthroat. People aren't just stealing each other's stuff or just manipulating each other to try to get ahead, and et cetera. It's probably because it's a smaller category. But at the end of the day, VTubing, I think, was a space that a lot of people view VTubers as like chaste, pure, can't do anything wrong, like ideological women.
No, they don't.
And oh, yes, they do.
Not.
Oh, yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Oh, God. You have no idea. Okay. You have no idea what the simping culture is like. I'm telling you, bro.
No, I'm sure the simps will say whatever they want, but for the people who are looking outside of it, which is a lot of people, when they look at VTubers, it's the same thing. I mean, this is like what people assume.
Yeah, but I'm
like,
talking about the viewers.
It's just somebody hiding behind an avatar, so they can't be genuine, so they can't be real. That's what.
Yeah, but I'm talking about
all the time.
I'm talking about like the simps. I'm talking about the people that actually like love VTubers and watch VTubers regularly. Their like opinion of Cinder.
I think it's applicable to everybody, including you. You have simps, Mr. Squadron. You have people who will fight for you no matter what.
I mean, that's,
like, matter what the bald man says, he's right. I will fight for him until my last breath. It does not matter. You have people like that.
Yeah, but those people aren't simps. They're just based. It's different.
Oh, okay.
It's completely different. Okay. I'm not threatening them to give them sex. Okay. I'm just kidding.
He is threatening to give them. Okay. All right.
Okay. Let's be honest with ourselves for a minute. Females have a much bigger problem with, unnatural behavior over the internet. I'm not saying it doesn't happen to men too, right? You're absolutely right. That happens to everybody, but females, VTubers in particular, I don't know if it's like the gotcha space or whatever, but they get like an unhealthy attachment to a lot of VTubers, and they get this idea in their head of what, like, this is parasocial relationship stuff. They get this unhealthy idea in their head about what this girl is like, etc. And then that is all kind of shattered when it all comes out the way that Cinders did. And the rest of us, you're right, we look at this and we're like, this is kind of silly, because I think a lot of VTubers actually do this, and a lot of creators in general do stuff like that all the time. But it's just coming down hard on Cinder because she's the one that got caught doing it, or the fact that she's just basically at the top of her field, and you expect better of somebody that's at the top of her field. Actually, Jay, you're a VTuber too.
Hi.
And there are people in Jay's chat that hard simp for him too. I know. I'm one of them. Jay, what's your take on the Cinder drama? Were you perplexed as everybody else was?
Usually I don't like follow like the, I mean, I've heard about it because people were talking about it in chat. I haven't heard like too much of the details, but,
bro, Jay, my chat just gave me a TLDR.
Apparently her artist like came out, I think her name was like Nanolist,
yep,
or something.
Nanolist.
But she came out with this like document, right? For viewers who haven't seen the Cinder drama, I think maybe that would be a good way to start. Is there was this whole document about her essentially exposing her and her manager, Cinder and her manager, about trying to persuade her, the artist, to not work with certain VTubers, right, is what I remember. So I think Bao was one of them. Bao was also one of the biggest indie VTubers out there, and they were trying to like pay her not work with Bao and only work with, like, keep her exclusive to herself. And I think that if they were like more transparent with that whole thing, instead of like acting in this way. Like, I understand from like a more business perspective that they were, you know, oh, they want this like exclusive artist, but you're, you know, they didn't act in that way, right? They were trying to manipulate her and guilt trip her into just working only for them by saying like bad things about her friends in her friend group, right? With the other VTubers. And that, I mean, again, that's kind of like a shitty thing to do, so don't be a shitty person.
If you're not a shitty person,
et cetera,
fuck you up. Uh-huh.
Agreed, dude. That's awesome. I was looking at that whole drama going, man, I don't have this problem. Like, I just be transparent with everything you do, especially if you're being an asshole somewhere. Just be fully transparent so that people know that you're an asshole sometimes. I mean, it is what it is. People are human, people make mistakes. And a lot of audiences would understand, but like, oh, go ahead, Jay.
I remember when I think it was Ellie. Ellie also had like a take. I didn't watch her like video completely or like her VOD completely, but Wutara was mentioning, Ellie said that this is just like I think it was something along the lines of like 90% or something like that. She gave like a large number, like a lot of people do this. It's just that she, you know, as Moshi mentioned before, Cinder is at like the top, right? And so her getting caught at the top, you know, the higher you, what's it saying called? Like the higher you are, the harder you fall, something like that.
Yes.
Kind of mm-hmm. situation, but
the bigger you
for
are.
The, for the most part, Ellie, yeah, Ellie was mentioning how this is just a very common thing. It's just that she just happened to get caught and so
right on.
I don't
okay,
know
so
how
now,
she's gonna
we'll talk about BDO stuff
keep
now,
going
I promise,
after
Jay.
This like yeah okay yeah
I
came out of nowhere, so I was a little bit unprepared.
I know you're okay. I again, you just never know. I mean, honestly, that's how I keep them guessing.
You
boys.
Never know. Yeah,
that's how yeah, I keep them guessing right there. Topic. I just I know that Moshi had an opinion on it because I sit in Moshi's stream when I'm able to see. Honestly, Moshi, mm-hmm. you stream at hours that are kind of difficult for me. So usually when you see me in my chat, it's because I'm in your chats because you're. It's because
I'm so sorry.
It's not because I woke up at 6 a.m. That's just the way that I'm going to put it. Okay, that's just not what's happening.
Yeah,
okay?
No. When I see you in my chat, I'm just like, this man hasn't slept yet.
Yeah, it's Hello. True. Yeah. See, she gets it. She gets it. Okay. So. All right, so now we're going to talk about something that actually has to do with BDO. So we have a new loyalty shop. I am not going to give my opinion until everyone else has given their opinion. We'll ask Moshi first. We'll rotate over to Blonde, then come down to Jay, and then we'll and then I'll give my opinion because I don't want anybody to say that I'm doing. I will say this though, so exactly a week ago or whatever we did the last podcast, and people got really mad that I thought that Witch, I said something that made people think that Witch wasn't super good in PvE. I do think that Witch is solid in PvE. When I made my tier list, I put her in the S tier for like the brain off tier list. But I do think that she is outperformed when classes are sweating out of their minds, like Sect Ninja, for example. When classes are really performing at a high APM level and like min-maxing, I do think that Witch gets outperformed. The problem is most hours are not outperforming. Most hours, people are not trying to sweat, and that makes Witch really just solid. She's always been this way, though. She's always been great at high-end spots because she's super safe, and she's always been solid at high-end spots because she's just really low APM. That's why I played her for years. But just to clarify that, now let's
and
talk about the
big personality.
Yeah, whatever.
She does a lot of damage, though, Blue.
She does. She does a lot
like,
of damage.
I think all that matters is, like, I hope even if you sweat, for people who sweat... You can only sweat for like an hour or two before you burn out. You can just
That's right.
you can be consistent on Witch for a yep. long time and pull yep. a lot.
That's why I put her in the S tier. That's why I put her in the S tier. Because like again, if you're sweating, you can only do that for like an hour or two. You're absolutely right. And then like yeah, you'll outperform the Witch for that hour or two, but then yeah. she's gonna pass you again, and that's why I had her as the highest possible tier in there. So I just wanted to clear that up. I do think that Awakening Witch is really shitty in like PvP. But I do think that she's really solid in PvE, and I have that reflected in my tier list that Choice said it was irresponsible that I have up because no one can know where classes sit in PvE right now. It's irresponsible to put out a tier list because it'll mislead new players. And then 24 hours later, he went and made his own tier list. Okay, so let's talk about the loyalty shop. Moshi.
Yeah, what's up?
What are your thoughts on the new loyalty shop compared to the old loyalty shop?
Can I go after Blonde?
Okay,
I've been
Blonde.
Watching him
go,
just
okay.
chilling.
Blonde, we're going to throw you under the bus first.
Yeah. I'm playing RuneScape right now.
I'll go after Blonde right now.
So I logged in today and I did my Deposed Crown Prince clear, and then I opened up the loyalty menu and I saw it was all the same special deals, and I thought they took that away, so it looks the same to me. I don't know. It looks cool.
Not the same.
It's not. Oh my god. Help. Okay, Jay. Jay, please give us a nod.
Okay,
like
for listeners. Yeah. Okay. For listeners who weren't playing BDO back then, the loyalty system was like very basic.
Back then, what?
Not exactly exciting. Right? You could only like yeah. Back in like 2018. No.
I'm feeling my water, but I can still hear you guys.
Like 2018. Okay. So before you got like 100 loyalties for just logging in, and the shop was like filled with like tiny ass consumables, it random ass boss scrolls, right? I think the most notable one was a little bit of extra weight for about 3,500 loyalty or something like that. Nothing game changing. And then with the recent revamp, the loyalty system got like a serious upgrade, right? It got a little bit better, but not as big as now. Now we're seeing like more substantial items like premium outfits, season tickets, the Patrigo's pocket watch for, you know, getting another 61 right away. Weapon exchange coupons have never really been a thing. Now it's a thing. You can buy it for, I think, 15,000 loyalty. Weight limit increases, expansion coupons for everything from like stables to inventory and work and lodging. And they're giving a lot of like loyalty. They just gave out 10,000 loyalty for just like this new thing if you just enter the code, right? So yeah, it's been, I like it. I like the new stuff, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like the new shop. I think it's a little bit weird because I thought when they said that they're going to do a revamp, I thought that meant that like the currency was going to change, how you get it is going to change, and then the things in the shop change a lot. But if it's going to be, I thought it was weird that if it's going to be the same loyalties anyway, maybe they should have just let people who had it carry it over. It's literally the exact same currency. I don't understand why they didn't just let it carry over. But I mean, the shop itself is a really big upgrade. It is very overdue. BDO has a really bad habit, good habit, a habit of, obviously the update is fantastic. It should have happened 2 to 3 to 4 years ago, but it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to give my take, and I'm going to have the hot one, apparently, on the podcast. I think it sucks. Okay. I think it's total ass. I think that it literally pushed the entire game towards pay to win in a very disguised way. And I'll explain. So it used to be that you could get a character slot. As a new player, you could get new character slots with 5,000 loyalties. And you can't do that anymore. There's no way to get character slots anymore as a new player unless you pay money. You must swipe now. You must swipe. Furthermore, the new features that Jay is talking about used to be features that they would just hand us on a new class release, like the seasonal pass. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, you can buy seasonal passes now. Yeah, but they used to just give that to us for free. We didn't have to spend loyalties on it. What the hell? So that is also extremely frustrating. They did give us, there are some new features in like the, like you can get like one new worker lodging now every like 10 months or whatever the hell for whatever city that you want. That's pretty good, right? That's like the upside of the new loyalty system. But I don't think that that's something that a new player can really invest in until, well, let's be honest, they're like 6 to 7 months into the game. They have to get all the other stuff that we all already have first. I don't think it really did anything for new players at all except set them back and force them to pay more money. Like, straight up, again, new players used to get new seasonal character or new seasonal tickets via the, like, when they just handed them out. Now, granted, you could also say that, well, new players can now just buy a new seasonal ticket when they want to, but not, then they're out. Then if a new class comes out, they can't get a new season ticket without spending money, and therein lies the, again, they're shifting it towards more pay to win system.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
For the season stuff, I think it's still consistent because they changed it away from being seasonal. It used to actually be a seasonal thing.
Yeah.
It's not really seasonal anymore.
Correct.
So when a new class comes out, unless, I don't really remember, my memory's really bad, I think they do still give out a free season ticket.
They did not last time.
Did they not?
Yeah, they didn't for Dead Eyes.
Yeah, I don't think so yeah. Last time. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, they forced us to buy it.
We might be cooked.
Yeah, it might be cooked. Might be.
Well, it feels like they do this thing where they trend to like do like on the surface, it looks like the loyalty change is good. It's like you got 90% good things, but they took away one of the key integral elements, which is the character slot thing. And I think that, like, even I've bought character slots from that as someone who wouldn't mind
almost
even paying
all
that,
of what, mine $2 or $3.
But it's one of those things where it's like you've got 90% good things, and that's great and all, but you've removed like one of the key big things for like a lot of arguably free players, that this is like the one straw over the edge, right? Like all the other stuff is nice, but it doesn't matter if you took away like one of the key integral things we utilize this feature for.
Yeah, completely agree. Well, that's my take on it. I know that like people might not necessarily agree with me. Again, I tend to be the person that's getting hate fucked in the comments lately on the goddamn podcast. It's been kind of the trend lately. I've taken the burden off of Blonde's shoulders. We're gonna rotate it over to Jay next. I'm gonna force him into a hot take that nobody likes. I think that the loyalty shop, I think it's good for veteran players. I think that they disguised it as like, oh yeah, we're gonna make it good for new players, when all of the new stuff is so expensive And like, again, they have to get all the old stuff first. So if they're going to get like worker lodging and stuff, they're going to get the cheaper worker lodging that they offered like forever ago that's available for them in the shop. And then they're going to come rotate over to the new stuff. So again, nothing has really changed for a new player aside from maybe the fact that they can get one seasonal ticket extra whenever they want. But then when the new class or whatever comes out, they're totally screwed. They don't have a new seasonal ticket, but they don't have any character expansion either.
That one. I think what happened is the newest season that gave a fishing rod didn't give a season ticket.
It did not, and neither did Deadeye.
But I think Gunslinger did. I have to double check, though, because my memory sucks.
Okay. I'm like 85% positive that Deadeye didn't. But then, yeah, so Deadeye just didn't give a ticket. And then this most recent time when they went to go refresh seasonal, you're right, it was even worse. It was, again, a shift toward pay to win, where, like, now it's not that they're not giving you a free ticket. It's that they're putting it behind a paywall with a fishing rod, which was also extremely frustrating, and people did not like that either. So it is what it is. Okay, all right, I just wanted everybody's opinions on the loyalty shop. I thought that was absolutely a super great topic. Next thing we're going to talk about is the new fashion direction. And this is the most important because this has to do with a lot with the BDO endgame, which is, of course, all fashion. So they've actually taken a crazy shift compared to, like, you go for like the first like 7 years of BDO history, it's all kind of the same outfits, all very Eastern themed, or like more like booba outfits, or even like fantasy themed outfits. And lately, the last like 2 years, I want to say, or so, it's been a shift toward like more modern outfits. And again, I think that this is more like that when the whole, okay, so the whole BDO community has been mad with Jaehee Kim and Perlibus twice that I can remember. Like, really, really mad with them twice that I can remember. And the first time it happened, they went live with the Three Bozos podcast, Perlibus did, and Jay said, "We understand that one of the biggest problems in the game right now is that we're not open to doing new fashion ideas and stuff." And we all looked around like, who asked? Like, wait, what? We don't care about it. But anyway, apparently it was a big deal for them, and they started shifting towards more modern looking outfits. That's when we got like the Academia outfit, and then the Academia outfit at home. I forget what the name of that outfit is. And now we've got this new looking Frosh outfit. And I'm okay. First question. Do you like the looking Frosh outfit? Like, yes or no, give your description or whatever, and then we'll talk about the new fashion direction. But, like, this is kind of where we're headed here. I'm just curious, Moshi, do you like the Frosh outfit?
It's cute. I think it's cute. Sorry, I specifically, I saw that outfit, and I was like, that's awesome. I want a sweater hoodie now. But that's awesome. But, I mean, I was like, it's cute.
Would you buy it?
I haven't bought it yet.
There. Okay. So no, she, all right. Again, I trust people's money. I trust people's money at the end of the day. So, and did they, I'm curious, Moshi, you're a BDO partner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So did they offer the partners the outfit like program thing this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you just didn't, take it.
It's a box. It's in my inventory.
Promotional
art for it. I drew proportional. Listen, it'll go to somebody. It's cute, okay? It's just, I'm waiting.
So wait, this isn't just like you didn't buy it. They gave you a free outfit and you still haven't even used it.
It's cute.
She hates it. Okay, she hates it. I have trouble reading women a lot of the time. So you have to get, she says it's cute. And then what the guy sees.
I don't think I have that. Like, listen, of like my friends of girls, listen, one of my friends bought the outfit 6 times. One of them has it 3 times. I just can't choose right now. And I don't feel like buying one. So it's just going to stay in the box.
Bro, this sounds like the boyfriend bought his girlfriend like this beautiful golden necklace that cost him thousands of dollars. Do you like it, honey? Oh, it's cute. And then it just sits on the dresser. It just sits on the dresser for like 4 years. 4 years. Never wore it. Never wore it.
Should have asked.
Always should have asked. Always.
Crazy, bro. Actually just should have asked. Came out of her mouth so fast. Oh my God, bro. I love it. Okay, we should have Bushy on the podcast more often. Okay, Blonde, do you like the new looking Frosh outfit?
I'm not a fan of any of the modern style outfits, to be honest. It's not my particular taste, but it has been a long time that people have been asking for modern outfits. And again, it's cosmetic, so it doesn't really hurt anybody. I'm okay with this kind of stuff being in the game. I just don't want stuff to get like too ridiculous, where it's like we have Fortnite outfits, where it's like we have like a guy in a banana suit, and we got a guy in a cat suit, and like a dinosaur. Like, I feel like that's a little too far. But I think that the modern outfits are fine. It's one of these things that have just been asked for a long time, and you know, some people just want casual clothes because they sit in RP in town, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's not my particular favorite thing, but it's what a lot of people in the community want, and so I think it's cool. It's nice. It's just not my particular thing.
I don't know, man. Did a lot of people in the community want this? I mean, it's like whatever.
It's been a long time, but yes, years and years of feedback of people wanting like casual, normal style outfits. Like people wanted like normal clothes. I've seen many commentaries from the community about this. Now, okay. I don't know maybe about this specific style, but I agree. A few years ago, remember they were doing this like the outfit brigade team that was going to make all these extra outfits and stuff. And then feedback. True. I saw continuous feedback of people saying, we want modern outfits. We want modern outfits. Because people weren't really complaining about the current outfits. I mean, people have miscellaneous constructive criticism about it. But it wasn't like, oh, we really want this or we really don't want that. It was just there was a big wave of people wanting, again, the casual wear, chill outfits. And that's what I think they've capitalized on. So, yeah.
Okay. Right on. Jay, again, I'm trying not to give my opinion until the end. Jay? Like the Frosh outfit?
I don't mind. It's as Moshi said.
My earlier, God, you're cute. Such a fence-sitting bitch. Could you please take a stance one time, Jay?
He has
one
a stance. Time. It's cute.
No, he said, oh, it's yeah, so cute.
It's cute. It's cute.
He does. He does the thing where he sits like, in the middle, Moshi. You got to be careful.
Every
with him.
Time,
he'll snake out of it. He'll say a yes and a no I somehow.
Like
every time.
Outfits. I like the modern outfits. I just want to look cute and everything. You know, no.
That's so real.
So I don't mind. I don't.
As long as the Bugatti outfit never comes out in any shape or form, yeah, ever again, I don't what? Care.
The Bugatti.
I thought she said something else. Yeah, I could have sworn I heard a different word come out of her mouth. I was like, wait, back up. how dare you, slanderous son of a bitch.
It's garbage.
It's the Bugatti outfit literally makes you run faster. I will. Do you want me to prove it to you?
You wear that outfit, you are poor. Don't wear it.
Excuse you. It is the rarest outfit in the game, by the way.
It's rare. Thank God.
It's never coming back.
Rarest outfit in the game, by the way. Just saying. I have it. You don't. You're pissed. You're pissed. Slander.
You're compensating if you
have it. I am 100% compensating. I can't buy a fucking Bugatti.
Just,
what are you talking about?
Just stop. Just
I'll freely admit my penis is smaller than the average man's, but that outfit is awesome. Okay.
That's this has nothing to do goes. With that outfit being trash.
You said compensating, guys. That's what that means. Okay, all right. So let's talk. All right. My opinion on the... We can. My opinion on the new, like, the Looking Frosh outfit. It's okay. I'm not buying it, though.
Yeah, it's
which means it's ass. No. I'll be honest with you. If I'm not buying
okay,
it, it's ass.
Did Blue just say... It's cute. Yeah, that's what I just heard. It. Anybody else hear exactly that? I think
well,
I just heard exactly that.
Here's the deal. The point that I'm getting at. The point that I'm getting at is: did any of us buy the outfit? Silence.
No.
And that's silence. Thank you. Okay, so it's ass. It's terrible. Moshi got one for free. Didn't even pull it out of the box. Jay,
I just don't know how to put it on, Blue. Don't call me out like that.
Jay, did you... dear CM Corruption, I would like to report an abuse of your partner program. Anyway, Jay, what? did you get a free outfit? Did you get one?
I did get a free outfit. I immediately put it on my Woosa because it's cute on her, you know?
Well, it's interesting because I don't see your Woosa wearing it right now.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Red-handed.
Oh, that's really interesting. No. It's almost like the outfit is
literally
fucking
today. I was grinding Orzeka. They're like, "Oh, do you have any other outfits?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I was showing off this other outfit. I just happened to put it on. I promise." Okay,
you wear that
it's
outfit every day.
I'm putting it back
shut,
on. Okay, there you
shut
go.
Shut up, Jay. You literally wear that outfit every day because you're looking at your Woosa's thighs. Okay, like I get it. All right, but at the end of the day, my point in all of this is that the outfit is so mid. Like, I think that most people look at it, they're like, it's kind of cute, but they're not going to spend the money. I think that's the vast majority of people. I don't think it's this. And I think the outfit would be better. I would have considered buying it if it was more separated. Currently, I wish the t-shirt was separated from the jeans, was separated from the watch, was separated from all that stuff, but it's not. It's like I can't wear jeans with, like, you know, the badaka top or something, you know, like the bikini top. Like, you can't mix and match the outfit well enough, in my opinion. It should have been separated a lot more, and I think that would have made, like, the mix and match ability would have made people, like, more people buy it. I would have thought about buying it if it had a mix and match, because the shoes are kind of bussing as far as things go, but, like, I'm not going to spend $20 for some tennis shoes. That's just not going to happen. Okay, so what do we think about this new fashion direction in general? Okay, go ahead, Jay.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna ask, do you guys feel like the new more like simple modern outfits would be considered lazy or like less effort than the designs of the more high fantasy kind of outfits?
1,000,000,000%. What are we talking about? Look at the, okay, literally no one is wearing, okay, we have like one guy, t-shirt and jeans. What, that take an intern like a day? And then you look at the person said it. Yeah, which one of these took more time? Like that's crazy. Anyway, Moshi, what do you think?
In terms of worth, well, I've done 3D modeling before, so I'm best friends with somebody who has done clothes modeling before, so I can definitely tell just from looking at it that it doesn't take as much effort.
Okay, there it is.
In fact, they should have probably released two versions if they were gonna do something. I don't know. Maybe they're going through something right now. But I think they could definitely release two outfits. It's not that, you know?
You said that like they were going through like a midlife crisis or like some emo phase.
It might be. It might be rough, you know, might be swapping between interns or something.
Okay, so Blonde, do you feel like this, that they used to put more effort into their outfits or less?
I think that the criticism becomes of older outfits that it's like, oh, it's all the same. It's just plate armor. It's just this. It's just that. And I think that outfits used to be more exclusive to classes. Like, remember when we were getting that one plate costume that's coming up for like, what was it? Berserker, Ninja, and I think maybe Warrior or something. And it was like, everybody was like, why is this not coming out for every class? And so many people tirated about it. And then it ended up being on all male classes. I feel like it's like one of those situations where like, you have a really cool outfit, and it would be cool to have unique classes have unique sets of outfits together and not every class have everything. But ever since everybody backlashed on that thing, now every outfit has to be for everything. So I don't think they can make, in my opinion, it feels like they can't, they're not going to make any complex outfits because people are going to tirade that, oh, I didn't get it on my class or this or that. I feel like they end up just getting paid regardless. So if they make simpler outfits and they're pleasing a portion of the people, I think it's all right. I don't know. I'm like, you know my opinion about outfits where it's like, I don't know why we don't have like an outfit for every like super boss. I don't know why we don't have more outfits when it comes to like in-game activities. Like the post-crown prince dropping a title is cool, but we should have gotten like something like cosmetic for that. I think that stuff should be integrated into the game.
I think
so,
they're definitely slacking on cosmetics. I completely agree.
Yeah, for sure.
Once to earn in-game, I don't know why.
I don't know why it's not capitalized on. Like Nuvercant is like a big silver sink and it's a big grind and it takes a lot of time and it looks freaking sick. And I don't know. I think it's just because of the constant criticism from other versions of outfits that they just like are, I don't know, tired of the backlash, and so that's why they've just defaulted to the modern style. It must be selling because they wouldn't have made 20 outfits in a row that have a sweater and a shirt and pants if it wasn't selling. I mean, maybe we're not getting it, but someone is.
All right. Okay.
It's
so,
a very, and I also wanted to add in Korea, very very popular, the shirt and jeans. Oh.
Jay, that's your cue. Go ahead, buddy.
I just wanted to add, why doesn't the witch have the ram horn witch outfit? It literally has the name witch in the outfit, but she doesn't have a freaking ram horn.
Oh.
And the freaking headpiece is so cool, and I don't have it on my witch, and I'm sad. So, yeah. Team Corruption, get onto it.
Instead, we got Ghost Bride. We got the hobo rag outfit. Nasty looking, like, outfit thing. True. Okay, so new fashion direction in general. Do you like these new outfits, or do you think that they should go back to their old style in general? We'll start with Blonde.
It's not my taste. I don't think it's wrong. It's not my taste particularly. It's not something I'd ever like. I did like the, what was it, the winter one with the jacket and the snowboard. That stuff was actually pretty cool because that was like pretty clean. I like that style, but I've never been a real big fan of the new direction. But again, that's just my opinion. I know there's a lot of people that do like that. It's just, I like the more plate armor style stuff, to be honest.
Right on. Jay, your thoughts on new fashion?
I like as many directions as possible. I don't mind like the sort of like break in immersion if people are like worried about we've already broken it, so
guys, I like everything.
Let's just go all the way. Let's get some teddy bear outfits. There's some cute stuff, so it's cute, you know. Let's get some more cute outfits. My high fantasy as well. I'm down with any kind of direction, so
Jay just wants anything and everything.
Yeah, okay, Jay.
Nothing in particular.
Everything. Yeah, all right, buddy. Moshi,
like it all.
Moshi, your opinion is the most important, arguably, because you're the grill here. Do you like the new fashion direction here?
I think that they're doing. I think it's weird that they're only going one way. Because Jay, you said that you like it. You like all directions, right? But it doesn't feel like that's happening anymore. Mm. It feels like it's all modernization. I like just I said, modern. They're capable. Mm. If they're gonna release, like I said, the outfit itself wasn't hard to design. So you can at the same time work on an outfit that's a little more intricate, a little more in tune with Black Desert as like the world
True.
Itself. It feels like our game. Well, sorry, the game is becoming a little more, how do I say this, like fantasy park ish. I don't know how to like. Is this like
Lost Ark model style?
Like theme park.
Yeah, like Lost Ark. Theme park ish. Yeah, like it's like How do I say this? Their focus is making money. Does that make sense?
Like, well, I think that was clear from the beginning, but I do agree.
I know, but like, how do you make something that makes the most money with the least effort? Is what it feels like. Mm-hmm. I can feel the least effort part here. Yes, it's cute and it's safe, but like at the same time, if you can do this, you can also make more intricate outfits. Also, I'm still bitter about. A very, very long time ago, they released a costume design contest for BDO. And then some people, and some very talented artists designed a lot of costumes that are still permanently just never going to see the light of day, but they're so gorgeous. So it's not like they don't have ideas, okay? I just wish that if they have the ideas and the templates to like make more intricate designs, as well as like the simple, base, safe ones. But I am a little bit tired of everything being so safe. Sometimes
do you have people. A link to those you said there was like a contest, right?
Oh
was
my
there...
god, yes, Jay's a contest. Just Jay's straight gooning right now.
I
remember
to
it specifically because there was a Kuno design back when I still played Kuno, and it was like a dragon chakram with like the full design. It was so
they should
beautiful.
Do more contests then.
They should anyway.
No, you there? No. They should do more contests where they actually use the outfits that the community created. Honestly, you talk about low effort.
Yes, that's
the community literally made the outfit for you. All you got to do is build it. Okay. I would generally agree with this whole sentiment. I don't really like it very much. I actually really used to like. I used to check the patch notes. As far as a content creator, I used to check the patch notes every week because if you guys remember, they used to tell us, okay, next week is a Mewa outfit. The week after that's a Musa outfit. The week after that's a Dark Knight outfit. I'm like, oh baby. I used to wait for an outfit. My new class or on my class, right? Nowadays, there is no excitement over trying to get a new outfit because everybody always gets the same outfit, which is like, okay, yeah, whatever. I mean, it's a hot take, but like, I really liked like the class specific outfits because it made me feel unique to my class. And I also feel like this is all just low effort slop. Because I mean, honestly, how can you make outfits in both Black Desert and Crimson Desert at the same time? Unless you're, you know, like you're giving one more energy than the other. So like I do think that their quality of outfits has declined. Like I expected them to come out with outfits more frequently given how easy these outfits are. I mean, t-shirt, jeans, and shoes with a watch. What are we talking about? Like I expected it way more frequently, like Moshi said, but like, nope, it's been the same amount
that's
of time.
The one. I linked it in the group chat as well. Costume design contest.
Yeah. So I don't like these costume design contests seem great on paper and then they don't listen to anything that people actually say. Right. Well, that's
what do you
Stella.
Think about my point earlier about, like having classes have unique outfits being something. Cause I feel like, it doesn't happen as often as it used to. Like, I think there's
that's
like,
it's going to happen again.
I feel like I think it's obviously easy to pander to everyone and everyone gets every outfit, so no one feels unincluded. But I think it is also really cool when your character or whatever you play gets a unique outfit that maybe one or two other classes only have. I feel like that's a weird thing where, like, because everybody has everything, nothing is, like, unique anymore. And having, like, exclusive stuff used to be kind of cool. Like, oh, I've got this, like, one of the old Berserker outfits from one of the early costume contests was Jungle Beast. And, you know, people might think it's ugly, but I think it's one of the coolest costumes ever. And, like, no one else has that costume. And that thing is, like, really, in my opinion, really cool. It's, like, bones and horns and spikes. And it's just weird that, like, we don't have anything like that anymore, it feels like.
Yeah. Well, they definitely made some of these outfits, like the ones at the top at the start of this that you linked.
I do recognize, yeah.
Yeah, so this first one is the Sork outfits, the Lucian Blanc.
This is Deadeye, sorry.
Lucian Blanc.
That's Lucian Blanc, I'm pretty sure. And then this one is the Stella outfit for Ranger. I would know that outfit anywhere. Don't ask me how I know. This other Ranger one is also very similar to one Ranger has, except they're big white horns over the top. And it's like really intricate and stuff, so they definitely took inspiration from that. That's the Night Cat outfit on Tamer, which Kunoichi also got. This is the like the Lancelot or the Lancia outfit on Valkyrie. It's the Jousting. This is the Jousting outfit on Valkyrie. It's one of my favorite outfits, although the boobs bounce in the middle, which honestly I think is an objective plus, but you know, hey, what it is, what it is. They have not made this Kuno one, which is really interesting. And then there's this ninja one I don't think that we have seen. And then this stripper Kunoichi one that is very interesting is the word that I'm going to use. We definitely don't have that, I would know.
I like the weapon.
Yeah, the weapon is really cool.
Jay, I swear to God, you're gay, man. There's just no way that you're not gay. That's crazy.
Huh?
That outfit looks so plain Jane. I've never... Like literally, it's such a shit looking outfit. Like, what are we talking about? It's a black handle with a silver blade. How basic are we talking right now? And then again, the wheel is also total I like ass. The shape. Yeah, I like the shape of some of the things in the drawing too. Agree. Just to disagree there. The Sork outfit, didn't use that one. I don't see this Ranger one actually would be sick. And I think Rangers would buy it en masse because it's just an entire leg. With her ass showing on the right side. That's insane.
I think some of the ninja costume got implemented. It looks very similar to one we have. It's just not exactly the same.
This looks like the Pila Fey outfit. Honestly, this looks like the Deadeye outfit minus the thong. This looks like they just took this and they were like, all right, we'll just modify the colors on this and then we'll add a thong to it to make it Coomer. You know what I mean? For sure, but it could be Pila Fey. This Tamer outfit is... I'm just gonna go buy that, and then this Tamer outfit we have in the game. I'm not commenting on that. That's crazy. This we have in the game. I don't know what it's called though. I forget what it's called. The Musa outfit. I'm not sure if we have this one. I don't know Musa's outfits super well. I don't think that we have that one. Mewa. We definitely don't have this outfit for Mewa, mainly because that outfit looks sick. That's like
really
a
pretty.
Yeah, that's like a poison ivy ish.
I'm kind of sad that one died.
Yeah.
Man.
That's a really cool one. Wizard already has enough cool outfits, nobody cares. And then Witch. Oh, I got a sword and this is a Lawn outfit. I'll be honest with you.
Ooh.
I scrolled down. This
Ooh,
is Sangin
flower.
Pedal. Yeah, this is
the
Sangin pedal
flower.
For Lawn.
That looks so cool.
Oh yeah, the Ad Sphere flower would go super hard. Actually that would
cry.
Go hard. This I'll be honest, they'll probably make this for Lawn. Let's just be real. Let's just be real. But yeah, no, you're right. They should do, if they're going to listen to the community and like take feedback from the community on these different like outfit sets, I'm down with them doing more contests like that in the future. Absolutely. That would be super sick. That'd be super sick. What is this? The Winter Final Global Costume Contest.
The last time that they did this contest, and this is why I remember it, because I was actively playing a lot this year. It's 2018. And somehow they only did one winner. Only one person got to win. So the 2016, every single class.
That's my Jungle
category.
Beast. Let's go.
Dude. 2018, somehow.
Ooh. Did we get this outfit?
Berserker.
Yeah,
was
baby.
The one that won the entire outfit contest, which is ridiculous.
It's because it was a content creator and he like signal boosted his stuff and made it.
Oh
really
my
Wait,
God.
Who was
That's
it?
What ended up happening.
I am still bitter about it. Like to this day, I'm still living.
I love that costume.
This year.
Wait,
I can't stand it. I can't.
Which content creator did that?
It was all Korean. It wasn't an NA one. It was a Korean content creator, but I don't think they even play.
I'm going to be honest. I think the content creators should be barred from doing stuff like this with respect.
For sure. Yeah,
mainly because we have seen, I'm not going to say which content creator it was, but we did have a content creator basically win one of the community contests in the past because they basically just had their community just come vote and they just won. Over the top of everybody else, and that's just not fair, in my opinion. This Berserker outfit looks okay, but let's be honest, Berserker is ugly and never deserves anything good in life.
So. I wish I could show you guys all of the people who applied to these contests, because these are only the winners. The artists who contributed who didn't win, their designs are still gorgeous. Like, beautiful. It's still depressing that they never got to see the light of day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely ridiculous. Okay, so they should absolutely do a new fashion contest. 100% agree. Okay, so future direction for fashion. Now we've talked about past and present. Future fashion. We're going to talk about what outfit would you most want in the game. It can be for any class or any design quality in general. We'll save the best for last because, let's be honest, most guys are just going to be like, I want to see boobs. Okay, so like we're three going to go, and then Moshi will go last, okay? Let's see. Jay, let's start with you. Jay, what outfit would you most want to see?
Most want to see...
Like theming-wise.
I kind of want to go into the direction of like superhero, more like superhero kind of themes. I'm mostly thinking about my Wusa, like if I think of like Storm from Marvel, that kind of like very elemental kind of outfit where she's, you know, controlling the storm. So maybe like some more superhero kind of directions for some of the video outfits.
Yeah. What outfit do you want to see? I love that idea, Jay. I love that. Blonde, what is your idea of a phenomenal outfit? Like, what outfit would you want to see more than anything?
Stuff like Nuvarkant. I don't know why there's not, like, cosmetic in-game earnable costumes. I think that there should be one for every single super boss. I think that there should be one for every, like, hard mode super boss. There should be ones for the dungeons that are themed cosmetically to that. It is such a lost market of like, how do we motivate people to play this activity in the game? Just tie some random cosmetic to it. There should be one for every single like boss in the game. I don't know why there isn't. It's just free real estate at this point, and they just haven't done it. It's mind-blowing. Like, could you imagine, like, remember when the Kazang helmet came out and it's got like a little plushy Kazarka? Imagine having like a real one with like tentacles coming off your shoulders and you're like looking sick. That would be so cool. Or you got like a Kudum one and you, I don't know, you got rings all around your body and you look like a worm. You could do one for like, I mean, there's so much you could do. It'd be really, really cool. I don't understand why we don't have more in-game like area themed stuff. It's really crazy that we don't have more. It's just free real estate.
Yeah, I completely agree. Okay, I'll give my take, and now hear me out. A brand new collab. We just, instead of Bugatti this time, Ferrari, okay, Scuderia, okay, it's the Scuderia, okay, so the wagon Ferrari outfit, the horse outfit for the Ferrari thing changes your horse into a scooter, okay, and then you go around BDO on a little fucking Scuderia Ferrari, you know what I mean? Like, that shit would be so badass. I would literally have all four horse outfits. I would have the wagon outfit, and I would have the outfit all that ever cared. They would make so much money just off of me. I'm just being honest. Anyway, aside from that, I do agree with Blonde. I think there needs to be more in-game outfits like that you can go obtain from various grind zones. They could add one for a bunch of different grind zones in the game. Make them high level too, you know what I mean? Kind of like they did for Ezekiel or even a new Varicant, right? Would be absolutely incredible. We'd love to see that. Okay, Moshi, give us your take. What outfit do you want to see?
Okay, I have two different takes. Rather than like seeing new outfits, I would love it if they added a new slot called cape or back slot, so I can like take these capes from other outfits and mix them with other outfits. That's all I really want. I put like the wings off the Kibula's outfit because I hate the outfit, but I love the wings, and put it on other outfits. And there's other different capes that I'd like to mix and match.
Okay, let's just be honest. Most of the time, hide the cape is open up the boobs. Okay, like hide the cape is just like make the outfit more lewd. There's no cape on the outfit at all. You hide the cape and all of her clothing disappears.
I just want the cape, though. I want to mix and match the capes off the outfits.
Okay, I'll addendum that. I say I agree with her. I think that if it's an actual cape, it should be able to be mixed and matched. True. They should do more outfits. They need to split the stuff in their outfits up more. Again, like the pants and the boots and the gloves and the hat and the hairstyles, all that needs to be separated so that we can mix and match that more. 100% agree. But I think the most important problem that we currently have is there are certain classes in the game. I will name Mewa, for example, that can only have those ass short capes. Terrible.
True.
No one likes them. Literally nobody likes those short cape, that short cape bullshit. Those classes need a long cape option. And I understand they're like, oh, it's hard to code. I don't even think that Mewas would care if it clipped into them necessarily. They just want, or I just want, because I play Mewa too. The long cape option, bro. The class I think is handicapped without it. And Kuno sees the same thing. Musa sees this as well. And a few other classes in the game, I think, also see this, these problems as well. But I do agree with you, Moshi. Actually, the most important problem right there. Yeah, we do need more. Like mix and match options, I think, overall for the game. Okay, so one of the last topics I do want to talk about, because we're running low on time here, is Heidel Ball predictions. And we do this for most of our new people. So, like, we already know what, like, Jay, myself, and Blonde's predictions are. So, Moshi, we're really asking you, what do you want to see? We talked about fashion basically this entire time. What do you want to see at the Heidel Ball yourself? Like, what one thing would be like, I'm going to play the crap out of BDO for the next, you know, few months?
A new group grind spot will be awesome.
That's what I'm talking about.
My God, I love Blonde's like, that's my girl right there.
I got, like, I'm 787 gear score, I think. Something like that.
My God, you're so geared.
I got She's majority gaming. Of it from Olin's. I've lived at Olin's 1. I've lived at Olin's, like, base Olin's. I've lived at Olin's 1, and I've lived at I haven't left. I'm still there. I would like a change of pace that isn't garbage. That'd be awesome. I mean, it's awesome they would keep upgrading rocks. I love rocks. I would love to graduate from rocks. That'd be great, and bring my friends. That'd be so cool. I'd love to play this MMO with people. I know it's a reach. I know it's really, that's a lot to ask for it. But it would be cool if I could play the massive,
like, it's not a lot to ask for.
Multiplayer online game with other people. That would be so cool.
They've already made some multiplayer content. I think they're done with that cycle of the game.
I think that you guys are being unfair. Yeah, I think you guys are being unfair. They've released so much group content over the last year. I think it's time to go back to focusing on, I can't even finish my stay. Anyway, keep going.
I mean, I also want to see the new region, obviously, and an Alkstone rework, so I can stop watching people waste their time and flame Ray for having a Splendid. That'd be cool.
Wait, Ray got a Splendid?
She got the first week of the playing the game.
A long time ago from a box.
It's like the thing everybody is so mad at her about. She got from a box, and everyone's just like,
no, we're very happy for her.
Yeah, I am. The crazy people are not happy for her.
Happy for her? What a bit! I'm reporting her again.
Told you guys.
She has thought of her a very, very long time.
Good for her, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, not good for her. What the is that? Who pulls that out of a box? It's like 100 billion.
One in a million.
Anyway, oh,
it's like,
you know what?
Billion out
okay,
average.
All right, I can't talk. So, all right, so okay, BDO. I'm notoriously not very carried, like 99% of the time, right? But I played this new game called Odin Valhalla Rising, and the drop rates for the skins in that game are like absolutely atrocious. So, like, to get a purple epic skin, it's like a 0.1% chance to pull it out, and each of these boxes costs like $5 to $10. Okay, so I just brought like the new player like intro pack. or whatever, and I was trying it. I was playing it on stream, and I opened like 11 of them, pulled a purple one right out. I was like, well, there goes my obliterating fallen god. I'm not even mad. It's fine. I'm not even mad. I'm like the only person in the game walking around with a purple skin. Like straight up.
Wow.
It's literally crazy. Like the devs saw it. They like had to check my account to make sure I wasn't cheating. Like that's how crazy it was. 0.1% chance. So I did get carried. It's just not in BDO. Okay, so that's a pretty based Heidelball prediction. We've already given our thoughts on it, so I won't stay on that topic too far. Moshi, the last topic I do want to pick your brain about is BDO your main game right now? Or are you playing something else primarily? I know that you probably AFK in BDO. That doesn't count. Are you playing BDO as like your main game right now? Or are you more interested in playing other games right now?
I'm playing other games. My relationship with BDO, I want to say, is healthy, unhealthy. I will play it obsessively when I'm chasing something. And then when I'm done chasing that thing, I chill until something else interesting
happens. Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much all of us. And right now, you got nothing.
What do you mean?
Right now, you got nothing to
chase.
Yeah,
no, I hit all my goals. The only thing that's left is armors, and I hate DP, so I'm not a rush.
Classic. Classic. Same, are you sure you're not a ranger main? Are you sure you're not a ranger or a dark knight main? That's crazy.
I just think DP is useless.
Honestly, when you get to those high level grind zones, it kind of is. Like, once you have, like, the tri armors,
well,
bro,
changed.
It's like...
Yeah, no, they changed this game to, like, the armors, it's weird. They changed this game to be so stat sticky that the things that matter the most are artifacts that give you stat sticks and the light stones that give you the stat sticks. The armors itself, after tri, they make a difference, but not enough for you to be like, oh, yes, I definitely want to chase this 200, 250 bill item. Yes, it'll definitely make a difference when I get it. No, it's weird. I don't know what the weird... And whenever my friends are like talking to me and explaining to me like the numbers for PvP, like, oh, you have to make sure your human damage number is this if you want to beat some DR guy's number who's this. And I'm like, okay, this is quite a lot for me. I'm too stupid for this. I miss when things were a bit simpler, but I don't think it's ever going to come back to that, especially since they're changing stat values to just display at all times. I think they want to lean more into the stat stick method of the game right now, which I feel like is going to be really, really confusing for new people and people who have been playing for a while.
Yeah, but it's been a difficult adjustment.
Heidelball, do you guys think they're going to announce the Sovereign Offhand? And then, like, in Kalfeon for the winter time, we're going to get the armors?
No one cares, Blonde. Not about what you said. I mean, like, if they introduce Sovereign Offhand, no one's going to care. I think that there are issues with the game right now that are not gear. I think that players overall, in my opinion, are already overwhelmed with the amount of shit that they have to do in the game. Whether they're like, bro, you hit one of your levels of your curse out. Yes, I got sept. And then you're like, oh, God, now I have to get Oct. Oh, God, now I have to get Nuv. Oh, now I have to get Deck on all six accessory slots. And then the previous Sovereigns are still not maxed out yet. Yeah, sure, that could be the thing for, like, the people that are full deck, you know what I mean? Like, sure, that's great and everything. But I think that overall for the player base, I think that if they introduce more gear at this point, which, I mean, they might, I don't know. But, like, if they introduce more gear at this point, I think that players will not be super enthusiastic about that change because they'll just add to the pile of shit that they have to do. And, like, I don't think that it will help kind of improve the overall perception of the game, which actually, Moshi, I'm curious, what are your thoughts on the game? Like, do you think that the game is in a good spot, a bad spot? What do you think is contributing to that right now? What are your thoughts on the game overall right now?
All right, well, I'm going to go back to your previous point. Yeah. I think you're very good at making sure that the NA EU, like our current community, is being heard. But if you have to shift your, because for whatever decision they're making, they don't care about us. That's for KR.
Yeah, that's
KR's
true.
Ahead of the gear curve for a while. So for them, it's like, oh, we need a new item to chase. We've been sitting and finished all these accessories forever ago.
Mm-hmm.
We need something new. So they're probably going to give them something new because that's all they want to do. They want to chase forever, eternally, until they die, until the game is at end of service. That's what they want to do.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, for the state of the game, it feels like it's in a weird transition period where it's like, I feel like the game's going through a midlife crisis for me.
That was actually oddly true. It was actually oddly a super good way of saying that. I'm actually kind of upset that I didn't come up with that.
That's what it feels like. And you either come out of a midlife crisis worse or better. I want to hope and be optimistic that they are going to figure it out, you know?
Do you know what I want to come out of this midlife crisis with?
What would you
Ferrari, like? Okay, Ferrari, yeah, that's right, that's okay, all right, I had to.
Oh, no.
Okay, all right. Blonde, I'm curious, honestly, Moshi has some good takes. I don't think that Korea is as far ahead as maybe you might think that they are, because again, Karazhan came out in both regions and Sovereign came out in both regions essentially at the same time for the most part, and we spend a lot more money than they do on the game, so like I'd say it's probably closer. I'd say you're probably right, they are a little bit further ahead for sure, but not like, I don't know, I don't think it's like insane, but hey, I could be wrong about that. Blonde and Jay, I'll ask your thoughts on the game. Do you think it's in a good spot, bad spot, midlife crisis? I already know that Jay's gonna say that because he's a bitch, but Blonde, what's your opinion?
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, Jay. Oh, Jay, why do you think the game's in a midlife crisis?
Okay, so I used to play this game called Maple Story. I don't know if any Maple Story fans are there, but it's your kind of quintessential. Yeah, are you a MapleStory enjoyer as well? Oh my god.
Yeah, okay. Are you gonna play Classic?
Yeah, I will be playing Classic. Oh my god, I'm so
Let's
excited.
Let's go! But
anyways, so it's your like very quintessential Korean grindy MMO, and BDO was kind of like that. I think that's why I really enjoyed BDO's kind of dynamic. It was kind of very similar to MapleStory. And in MapleStory, if you guys have never played MapleStory, the numbers go up and 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 up, and it keeps going and keeps going. Basically, there is this like sort of saying that it's not called MapleStory, it was called Line Story, from what my chat was telling me. And Line Story basically means like the more lines of damage you have, the more like you're in the meta, you know? And so if you're playing those classes with like a bunch of lines, you had more potential for your damage because you can keep boosting and stuff like that. So I think that's why they're heading this route with like more and more and more and more gear, is because it is a Korean MMO and that's kind of the dynamic. It's not so it's kind of like, I guess, in their culture to keep pushing and scaling, et cetera. And I do feel like for the most part BDO has done a decent job of making sure that everything has constantly been continually being reused, like older items and stuff like that, like our, you know, our Red Nose armors went into Fallen Gods, our Black Stars turned into Sovereigns, our Debos turned into Karazhan. So it's probably going to keep going up and up and up and up and up. So I'm fine with it. I like the current state because, again, I'm a MapleStory enjoyer, and that's just kind of how the Korean dynamic is for grindy MMOs, and that's what I played BDO for, was that Korean grindy MMO. So
that was brutal. I listened to you compare BDO to MapleStory and saying that, like, yeah, they're going in the direction of MapleStory and I like it, was a brutal brutal thing to listen to for somebody. I've loved BDO for like almost a decade now. That's kind of rough because like I have such a dim impression of MapleStory overall. Like a really, really poor impression of that game after Nexon got caught basically manipulating RNG numbers. Pearlabyss would never. That would never happen to us. Now, I do agree with your assessment that like it is about like it's always going to be like they're going to keep power creeping. Obviously, that's the case. My bigger concern is that because people don't feel that there's very much to do actively in the game, and they've encouraged an AFK playstyle so much that I think that players are shifting towards more of an AFK playstyle in BDO, which I think arbitrarily makes them quit the game like sooner and play other games more frequently. And you can see this because, like, let's be honest, two out of the four of us aren't playing BDO as their like main game necessarily at the like we're all playing it, but like it's usually like AFK fishing. But like I think that the biggest thing that the game has lost over the years is an urgency. There's like a sense of urgency to get gear. And that is not there anymore. There's no urgency. Like, I need to get my Oct Sovereign right now. You know what I mean? Because I have to get to this content, whether it be for PvP or, like, I know that the game's headed a PvE direction, like, for PvE as well. Like, they just can't seem to land their finger on some late-game PvE content that really motivates people to go get their gear, and they've kind of obliterated PvP. So, again, all of their urgency to go get gear is gone, and you can do most of the endgame content in BDO at about 767, or I guess 770 or so gear score, like which is, like, why would you push beyond that? And I think that a lot of newer, like, mid-game players start to burn out as they get closer to that kind of threshold there. They find less and less to do and less differential patterns in their gameplay overall. We heard Jay, we heard Moshi. Have we heard Blonde yet? Your thoughts on the game currently? Do you think it's in a good state, a bad state?
It's a little bit of what Jay said, it's a little bit of what you said, it's a little bit of what Moshi said. I think that the key point is that you're using the word urgency, and I understand where I understand that in your mind urgency feels right, but I don't think it's urgency. I think it's value and motivation. Yeah. I think that there's a big issue where, like, in, like, a modern MMO like World of Warcraft, the sense of urgency is that the new raid is out and it's going to be on farm in a few weeks, so you want to get in there as soon as you can, so you're doing all the new dungeons to get gear to go to the raid, and then you're going into heroic, and then you're going into mythic. And that sense of urgency is there because it's like a new release every 4 months, and you're getting new access to a new thing to get gear so you can get more gear to be stronger and stuff like that. I think that BDO has worked on a long-term, long end game grinding model, whereas you got more gear and stuff, you would PvP and kill players and you'd get stronger in that way, but you'd also get access to more grind spots. And I was talking to Jay about this earlier today when we were doing our boss splits, that, like, there's a massive gap between, like trillions and trillions of silver and gear, and you're not getting access to anything new. And I think that this is, and I said this in the last few weeks, this brick wall that you're going to hit is where you have like I would say, like, 50% or more of your gear value at max value, like at full deck, 50% of that grind is in trillions and trillions of silver, where you're not getting access to anything new. And so there is no, in your words, you say urgency. Yeah, I say, right, there's no motivation, because, correct, there's no, that's goal fine, or target to push. And
that's a fine way of putting it. Yeah.
I agree with you. And
same thing.
I love and hate to bring it up, but RuneScape does this thing where they don't have, like, a sort of FOMO in the game. There's new content that's released, but you don't have to do it. But there are always new players coming into the game, and they don't do this power creep with gear. I understand Jay was saying that, like, well, I want the gear to sort of power creep, because then I feel like I want to chase these goals. And when a game developer has written themselves into a corner like this, I think that, yeah, they're in a point where they don't have a choice. But when you have a game like RuneScape, where, like, even the oldest thing in the game, the Fighter Torso, which is your first +2 strength chest piece, that thing is like 10 plus years old, 20 plus years old, and is still relevant to this day, because the way that they've built gear on gear on gear is, like, the next upgrade is a +4, and the next upgrade is still a +4, but you get a little more defensive bonuses. So, like, it's not, like, it is a better upgrade, but it's not necessary to do content, but you're still motivated to do that content because maybe A, it looks cool, or B, it is better, or C, there is it's a fun piece of content to do and get the gear as well to unlock other stuff. Like, they use items similar to how BDO sort of done it, where you use black stars to turn into your sovereign. They've kind of taken that a little bit from Lost Ark, and that's also inherently also a RuneScape thing, where you're using your older materials to go into new materials. When everything's, like, sort of integrated into each other, I think that you can create a sort of progression ladder that doesn't necessarily have a sense of urgency. Like, no one's pushing you to go do content, but you're also motivated to do these things because I'm feeling my progression, and then getting this progression unlocks more things that I have access to. And I think that BDO severely lacks that, right? Like, I don't think there's been any piece of content, and I agree, I've been ahead of the curve quite a bit, but I haven't, like, touched my weapons past pen, and I don't actually need to, because there's no progression point where it's like I need to go past pen. And I think that that's a really sorry feeling, where I don't feel, me as someone who loves grinding in this game for 8 straight years, now has no want or motivation to push these things, because there's just no there's nothing I don't have access to. I can do deposed crown prince with pen weapons. Not that that's a problem, it's more of a skill thing, but it is kind of frustrating that there is no access to anything after trillions and trillions of silver progression. And I think that's a massive problem. Again, I don't think that everything should be targeted at endgame players, but they've definitely changed the game for new and returning players to be arguably really good or really progressive into the endgame. But the brick wall is that there is nothing to do at this endgame. And it's like, Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah, you could say motivation. Obviously, BDO is a marathon, not a sprint. The reason I use the word urgency is because, like, I remember time, like, the way Moshi said it is that, like, she has to feel motivated to, like, log in and do something and go get a goal. And I would consider that, like, an urgency to, like, oh, gosh, I have to get in and do this right now. And then, like, that's what's, like, I'm on a grind arc, you know? So you grind for, like, 2 weeks really hard, and then you kind of let your foot off the gas pedal. Totally. You know what I mean? So I call that urgency. Yeah, you can call that motivation, whatever. But I think that we agree on that. Overall, okay, let's do okay. So, we're gonna do closing thoughts, and then most importantly, we're gonna see who won the fashion game today. Okay, so I've been forgetting to do this the past few weeks. So, first of all, fashion game, who has the best outfit here? Moshi, you might not have been paying attention this whole time, but we do this every time we try to decide who has the best outfit. I can go by each of them if you need me to. There's a... I can't let Jay go first because he'll just cop out.
What do you mean?
Yeah. He picks the most vibrant one. He's like, yeah, the pink one on the left.
The pink...
I have what? Which one I know, but she changed her outfit halfway through the podcast. Okay, Moshi, which one do you think is the best one? I can go through them again if you want me to.
You're going so fast.
I'm sorry. I've been staring at them the entire time, and I get accused of being like this Coomer freak really
can
frequently.
You go,
so
can
I'm
you
not...
go on the leftmost real quick? Like the three, four people on the left, and you see them.
Oh, she moved her.
Is this, this left?
This is left. Wait, left, right. Left, you remember you can make an L with your left hand. You know what I mean? It's not backwards.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And you see it right now. I think there's somebody there that was cute and didn't make a decision. I'm going to say I like the fourth on the left.
Fourth on the left. So the Draconia?
Yeah.
Good choice. Excellent choice. I'm going to go... Okay, this is kind of Ludeswitch, and I'm not saying that's their family name.
Did you choose the pink one? I swear to God.
No, it's kind of lewd. This one's Lewd Valkyrie, but they had this like cute steampunky thing going on earlier with like these boots, and then like some pantyhose thing going on, and I thought it was cute as shit. But she changed, so... F. Okay, so blonde, which one's your favorite?
The nun? Is that a nun on the right? I can't tell what class it is. I wanted to say scholar, but I don't think so.
You mean
so.
This one?
I'm waiting for the stream to catch up. Yeah, the third one from the... Yeah.
Oh, that looks like a Memento Mori chest.
That was my second with place.
Valkyrie. Like yeah, with the... it looks like a Valkyrie, I guess. It's got that helmet. I remember that's from a Valkyrie helmet, but... No, it might not be a Valkyrie. I don't know. It's a good question, but it is Memento Mori chest. Yeah. Okay, and Jay?
Hi. I like the person next to me with the pink hair and the gold armor. She's not like the other girls. She's different, you know?
You mean this one? That's a...
Yeah, the one with pink hair, gold armor, sitting next to me.
That's a man, Jay. Jesus Christ. Them, Jay.
What?
All right, let's do closing thoughts real quick. But we'll start with blonde. You give your closing thoughts.
You can catch my twitch.tv/blondebear if and when I do. Click that live button, and you know, I love to party, and like I keep saying, we'll see. I've been saying it for a year or two.
God, as he plays every other game but video. Okay, Jay, you want to give your closing thoughts?
A closing thought is that I was a little bit worried about this week because I usually rely on Global Labs to create topics for us, but there wasn't Global Labs last week. And also, but we did an amazing job. And also, thank you, Moshi, for coming onto the podcast on such short notice. I had just messaged her like 2 days ago, and then she was like, I'm down. Like just like a short, sweet, simple message. Thank you for coming.
I'm very open.
We had so much amazing insight from you. You're an amazing artist. Please go follow Moshi and commission her for amazing art. As for me, I just recently hosted a voice acting competition, and you can find that on my YouTube channel. I was actually telling Moshi like to host after we were like talking about the costume contest stuff to, you know, potentially host her own costume art contest. Since we were talking about it earlier.
That is a wonderful idea.
Yeah, you can find me over at live over at twitch.tv/vacantvt, people for the tea.
Right on. And Moshi, I do want to thank you for coming on the podcast. One of our best guests so far, in my opinion. And I love how Jay was like, honestly, we didn't know what topics we were going to talk about, but I think we did a great job. That is Jay literally sucking his own dick right there, because Jay came up with all of these great topics that I have literally just been reading from like a script, and he knows it. Look at this.
So organized. I'm so amazed.
Crazy,
like, wow,
bro.
This is so professional.
I just, his self-glaze is insane. I love it, Jay. That was good. That was good. Yeah, no, he absolutely deserves it. He does so much work for us. It's great. Because there's no way I could count on Blonde to do that, and if it were me, it would just be you think it's crazy when Jay normally comes
up
with these topics.
Oh my God, we should show them our very first like notes. We should show them our like.
We should do that for
notes that you did in the past before.
Oh, so true. I used to type it all out. Remember, I used to type all that out on like a spreadsheet doc. And then, like, I very low-key, Jay did it one time. I was like, okay, he did, like, a way better job, so I'm just going to let him keep doing that. And so he kept doing it. It was great. It was awesome. We lived happily ever after. But, Moshi, I want to say you're one of the best podcast guests we've had. You're able to carry your own conversations. You've got your own opinion. You did a great job. And, again, guys, I have commissioned Moshi for art. It's absolutely amazing. I'm not sure if I have it readily available. Is it this one? Open file
deleted
location.
It. Unlucky.
No, I've got... Oh, here it is.
Fair enough.
No, I've got it. It's right here. She does such a good job, guys. And this is just the extra one. This is just like the extra one I had her do.
I have
she did
tragic
like...
news about that.
Uh-oh.
But yes.
What's your tragic news?
Sometime... I don't know how rough last year was for you guys, but it was pretty rough for me. At some point, I had to factory reset my computer, and I lost all my art.
No, Sean. Wait, what? You didn't save your art before you reset? No.
I didn't. I never thought that I would have to be in a position where a factory reset was even like in the question. But I lost all my art, so I've had to rebuild a lot of my portfolio. Thankfully, a lot of other people still have theirs from when I send it to them, you included.
Yep.
But I lost.
Oh, I'm never going to delete that. What are you crazy? I'll send it to you again right here. There you go.
Thank you so much.
Dang, but yeah, no, Moshi, you want to give yourself a shout out for your content? It's absolutely fantastic, guys. We'll give her a shout out. Yeah, in the chat there. Thank you, moderators. That's great. Go ahead, Moshi.
Yeah, I am more Moshi. I do stream on Twitch almost every day. I have like one or two days off. Kind of random. Thank you so much for everyone that's been following me, by the way. I see you all. I appreciate you very much. As for what I've been doing recently, so I just let you know ahead of time, I do stream BDO, but as of recently, I've been playing Expedition 33 a lot more, and I probably will continue to. So that's what I'll be streaming recently, but I do stream BDO still. As for art, I'm kind of shy, honestly, about showcasing my art, but I'm very happy that people like it and like seeing it, so I'll try to be better about... I guess promoting like my Twitter and my Instagram. Not right now, but eventually I'll get the confidence to do it. But you know,
Mods, could you try to link her Instagram and stuff in the chat? Just go grab
it. Anyway, but I do appreciate the community. I appreciate the invite so very much, Jay. And I'm very excited to be able to participate in this silly little podcast. I'm glad that I was a decent guest. I had a lot of fun talking about different things.
Bro, she just said silly little podcast. She hear that, Jay? As insulting to all the work that you just did. It is a silly little podcast. I love it.
Yeah, you guys are silly little guys.
way. We're like goofy, goofy goobers, you know?
We are. Well, either way, guys, you can always find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts if you just want to listen to us in the car. It always goes out on those platforms as well. Just remember to hit that follow button. Remember to hit the like button on the video as it helps us out in the algorithm a tremendous amount. And usually when I ask to do that, it does help the video crazily enough. And then comment on the video. Let us know who you want to see. Do you think Moshi did a great job? Of course you do. Why are you going to flame me this week? I don't know. Let's figure it out. Honestly, let's just go back to the Awakening Witch stuff. There's always a reason to flame Blonde. Never Jay, though. You can never flame Jay. But let us know in the comments what you guys think about the podcast. From all of us here at the Old Moon Podcast, have a great rest of your week.